These are the sounds of fantasies being brought to life. An artist is dabbing paint on a giant tiki-like face that's part of a parade float. In fact, as you look around this giant indoor-outdoor workshop space in downtown Santa Barbara, you see everything from life-sized dinosaurs to a huge dog's head taking shape. This is Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Workshop, where an army of artists is preparing for this Saturday's annual Summer Solstice Parade.
It's a humongous celebration of joy, love, inclusivity, and it's just color everywhere. It is music, drumming, dance, and smiles. Over 100,000 people come from all over the world. This is our 44th annual parade. The creativity just keeps getting better each year.
Robin Elander is executive director of the Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Celebration. She says while the parade is traditionally a lighthearted event, this year it also pays tribute to some special members of the community.
The theme is heroes. We'll be celebrating the community inner spirit we've really all kind of brought out over the past couple months after our natural disasters.
This year's parade will feature about 30 ensembles built around specific themes. Some of the largest ensembles will have about 200 people in them. Artist Polly Silvacci is creating a 30-foot-high, 30-foot-wide bubble which will have dancers inside of it as it moves up State Street.
My own ensemble, because the theme is heroes, is the Sundance of the Artist Heroes. I created my sphere, giant inflatable, with lots of balls and other whimsical appendages. It will be extremely playful.
Silvacci's ensemble will include Margaret Singer, a 97-year-old Holocaust survivor. The artist has been a part of the parade for nearly three decades.
I do it for the joy and to giving love. Artists, we like to express joy to the public.
Another artist creating an ensemble, Claudia Bratton, is celebrating the legacy of a famous painter.
I'm working on a float for Frida Kahlo, and I'm using her house, Casa Azul, you know, the Blue House, which is now a museum in Mexico City, as kind of the backdrop. And so we've recreated kind of the architectural elements of her house. And I'm going to have probably about 8 or 9 Fridas, all different sizes, shapes, different hair colors, but it's fun. And we're going to be pushed by Diego Rivera.
But not everyone here is an artist. Jim Wilsusen is helping by building wooden frames for floats.
I do a little bit of everything, and most of it's the heavy stuff with the building the floats and putting the float frames together, and then it's a little bit like a calling almost.
And remember the giant tiki-like float we told you about? Artist Lisa Thomas is working on it.
So what are you doing here?
I'm doing Mother Earth, Gaia, with lots of greens in her hair, and she's my hero.
So the little pat, pat, pat we hear, what are you doing?
Fauxing. We're fauxing browns and greens. We did brown yesterday, and today is the green finish.
Thomas says the solstice celebration is remarkable in that it brings together artists, aspiring artists, and people who just want to have fun.
Solstice is a whole culture. It's a tribe that we have here in the workshop, and it also is bringing the art to the community. We bring art on State Street in front of like 100,000 people, and it feels very community and warm. It's a happy day, really community day.
So if you haven't seen the parade before, well, you're probably getting the idea. It's pretty unique. There are a few rules. No motorized devices are allowed. If you build a giant float, you have to have a team of people push or pull it along the parade route. No commercial entries are allowed. In fact, there are no words or symbols allowed on entries. Solstice Executive Director Robin Elander says you can still get in on the fun at the Garden Street Workshop.
We have all of the tools, we have materials, a costuming shop, and so people can either come with an idea or they start creating their idea with the team of people who are here.
The parade starts at noon Saturday at State and Coda Streets in downtown Santa Barbara and moves up State Street to Alameda Park. The park is home to the annual Summer Solstice Festival, which kicks off from 4 to 9 p.m. Friday and then continues Saturday and Sunday. There's live music, food, a beer and wine garden, and arts activities and booths. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.